Hi, my name is Emily. As Renee mentioned, I'm a CSTE fellow at the Maine CDC. I'm in maternal and child health. And today I'm going to talk to you about a project that I worked on looking at neighborhood effects and smoking during pregnancy in Maine and the influence of social and community context. So just to give you a little bit of background on smoking during pregnancy and social and community context, smoking during pregnancy is associated with a number of adverse birth outcomes and risky health behaviors, including preterm birth, low birth weight, miscarriage, sudden infant death syndrome, cognitive and behavioral disorders later in a child's life, and other risky behaviors that lead to adverse birth outcomes. And Maine has a high rate of smoking during pregnancy. So as you can see in the rankings on the right, Maine is the sixth highest rate of smoking during pregnancy in the country. So about 8.4% of women reported to have smoked during pregnancy, according to the 2014 birth certificate. And in Maine, that's about twice as high, so about 16.5% of women. And Maine also has the second lowest rate of quitting during pregnancy at 11.6%. So just to look at the social and community context, life course theory is a theory that accounts for factors and experiences throughout people's lives that impact their health. So particularly when looking at reproductive health, instead of just looking at the experiences of a woman during her pregnancy or immediately preceding her pregnancy, looking at the experiences she had earlier in her life or in her community or even generations before in her family. And then the World Health Organization defines social determinants of health as the conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age, shaped by the distribution of money, power, and resources at global, national, and local levels. generally, when addressing smoking during pregnancy, interventions focus on the individual. So they focus on the woman. Usually she's already pregnant or about to get pregnant, so instead of focusing on those underlying community-level influences. So the purpose of this study was to look at how social and community context, as well as geographic location, influence smoking during pregnancy in Maine. So moving into the methods, for this project, we used two data sources. The first was the 2014 and 2015 birth certificate records in Maine, and the second was the American Community Survey 2014 five-year estimates, which I'll talk about in a second. So these birth records were geocoded in ArcMap, and all statistical modeling was conducted in SAS. So we built a mixed effects multi-level model using two levels. So the first level was the individual level, or the mother, and the second level was data that was collected at the census tract level, and this was collected from the American Community Survey. And then additional census tract level maps were created for health outcomes from the birth certificate, as well as indicators from the American Community Survey. So the indicators that we looked at the individual level were age, so less than 25, education, less than or equal to a high school diploma, Medicaid or WIC enrollment, which we use sort of as a proxy for income because we don't have income data on the birth certificate, and inadequate prenatal care, so less than 81% of expected visits. And then at the community level, so the American Community Survey data at the census tract, we looked at concentrated disadvantage, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a second, educational attainment, so the percent of the population in a census tract with a high school diploma or less, and then rurality. And this was a dichotomous variable that we created using the RUCA codes, so small town or rural versus metro. And race and ethnicity were not included due to low prevalence of racial and ethnic minorities in Maine. So I'm actually not really going to go into concentrated disadvantage due to lack of time, but it is a standardized indicator that looks at disadvantage using American Community Survey data, so census data at the census tract level. And what we were interested in was communities in the highest quartile, so high concentrated disadvantage. And if you'd like to read more about concentrated disadvantage, I actually uploaded a handout. You can see it on the app. So moving into the results, about 99.6% of births were successfully geocoded, which is almost 24,500 births for 2014-2015. And about 16% of those births were recorded as having the mother smoking during pregnancy, which is consistent with the 2014 data that I presented in the background. And smoking during pregnancy, you can see, was more prevalent among certain groups, including women with inadequate prenatal care, so less than 81% of expected visits, women with a high school diploma or less, women enrolled in Medicaid or WIC, and women less than 25 years old. You can see that those are all higher than their counterparts, and this is consistent with national data. And about 28% of births were to women living in areas of high concentrated disadvantage, and almost 66% of births were to women living in small towns or rural areas. So you can see that Maine is a pretty rural state. And the percentage of the census tract population with a high school diploma or less ranged from 9.3 to 71.5%, and the median was 44.9. So smoking during pregnancy was also more common in these rural areas and in areas of higher concentrated disadvantage. So you can see that the total was about 16%, as I mentioned, but in small town or rural areas, almost 18% of women smoked during pregnancy compared to 12.6% in metro. And then you can see sort of the same pattern in high and medium high areas of concentrated disadvantage and then versus medium low and low. So moving into the modeling results, every indicator, so this, just to preface, these are adjusted odds ratios, and every indicator was a significant predictor of smoking during pregnancy except for concentrated disadvantage. And the interesting thing about concentrated disadvantage not being significant is that I actually put these level two indicators into the model. I added them in one at a time. And I first added in concentrated disadvantage, and it was a significant predictor. But once I added in the census tract level education variables, so the percent of the population with a high school diploma or less, concentrated disadvantage was no longer significant. So we're not sure what that means, but it could mean that the effect of concentrated disadvantage on the odds of a woman smoking during pregnancy might be better explained by the education level of the area in which she lives. And you can see that rurality was also a risk factor, and every one of these significant predictors was a risk factor except for age, which is interesting. So when age is actually adjusted for all these other factors, it becomes protective, or it did in this case. So I'm actually not going to talk too much about the mapping just because I don't have time, but this was the first time we had geocoded birth certificate data, so we were able to create maps that we hadn't been able to in the past using census tract levels, so we could look at smaller areas of the state and see where some of the spots were to focus. And we'll also be doing hotspot analysis on these data as well. So as I just mentioned, this is the first time that Maine birth data has ever been geocoded, so it's pretty exciting. And individual factors such as maternal education and Medicaid or WIC are still the strongest predictors of smoking during pregnancy. But two community-level indicators are also significant, rurality and census tract-level education. And what's particularly interesting about rurality is that there's been recent research that's shown that there's an increasing gap in cigarette smoking among adults when looking at urban versus rural areas. So this looking at smoking in rural areas is especially important right now. And some limitations of my study: concentrated disadvantage has not been evaluated for use in rural areas. We have some pretty large census tracts in Maine with some pretty small populations. In particular, I'm thinking of one that I think has 500 residents and two births in 2014 and 2015. So what the impact of, we're not really sure what concentrated would look like in that type of area and what kind of impact it would have on someone's life. And sort of along those same lines, these small numbers by census tract, particularly when looking at births, it's really challenging to be able to say much about a census tract where there were only two births in 2 years. So it will be really important to look at this again when we have more years of data. But unfortunately, we had some changes in our birth certificate in 2013, so we only have these 2 years right now. So overall, it's important to consider underlying factors that could prevent smoking during pregnancy when identifying interventions and policies to address the issue. Oops. And I'd just like to acknowledge my mentors and some of my awesome coworkers who helped me with this project, and also the CSGE Fellowship. And then these are my references. And if you have any questions, here is my contact information. Thank you.